Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
The floor is unfinished and the ceiling is unfinished. These walls used to be like striped drywall, and they just put a coat of white paint on it, something you would never expect to find in a mall downtown. Although that's changing, so, you know, yay.
My name is Joan Vorderbruggen, and I am the Cultural District Arts Coordinator for the Hennepin Theater Trust.
Joan began her work in revitalizing empty stores with a similar project called Artists and Storefronts in the Whittier neighborhood where she lives. That project caught the eye of the Hennepin Theater Trust, and the collaboration between them can be experienced by just walking around downtown Minneapolis.
These spaces were not designed to host local artists, most certainly. Before there was art in here, it was absolutely forgettable. It was, I don't know, void. But it isn't a void. It isn't just a hallway in the skyway. It's a place where like arts and culture is happening, and cutting edge arts and culture for that matter.
Takumba Aiken has been involved since day one and made here.
My name is Takumba Tyrone Aiken.
He invited me into his gallery in the City Center while he painted and talked about his experience being a Made Here artist.
As part of the Made Here project expanded, I did the Made Here project that was on Block E of Hennepin. I was part of that first group of people to make that happen, to activate those windows.
That was really a big deal. That really showed that like doing kind of a critical mass type public art display with this type of project is really effective. It was impossible to ignore.
To listen to this and other stories in Minnesota that you won't hear anywhere else, tune into Culture Q, Radio K's arts and culture program airing every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Radio K. You can also find us on PRX, iTunes, and RadioK.org. And support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.